Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to
Believe It
or Did It,
the show where we did it, Baloof It,
and then everyone clapped.
Or not.
Yeah. Or not.
Yep, the whole crowd cheered, mm-hmm. And the teacher made out with us.
Ah.
Right?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Actually, speaking of hallelujah, amen, mm-hmm. and crowds,
mm-hmm.
What do you know about revivals?
Well, I mean, Jesus revived, didn't he? Like,
yeah.
he took a revive potion,
yeah.
and he came back from the dead?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it like in Zelda and he had like a fairy and the fairy brought him back?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but for your soul.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess it's for multiple people's souls.
These ones in big tents and
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah.
Big tent revival.
Tent revival. That's yeah. a Christian band. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, that was like, they're always in movies. There's always in movies and there's someone like either handling snakes or like
yeah.
pushing people over in the Lord and yeah. everyone's just like fanning themselves because
yeah.
it's hot.
There's a good one in Benjamin Butts, Benji Butts.
Benji Buddies.
And then there's a good one in, what's that show?
Doesn't the Elvis movie start with one of those too?
Does it? I think so. I had it on like while I was doing dishes.
I feel like that's where they find him or someone like he's at the tent revival.
Oh, right.
And they're like, oh, Lord, it's so hot out
yeah.
here. And it'll see heat or something like that.
Because he did sing a lot about the Lord.
The Bible.
Yeah.
He loved Jesus, the Lord, and his Savior.
True Detectives was what I was thinking of. Sorry.
Oh, right. Yeah. First
yeah.
season?
Yeah.
Yeah. The good season.
Yeah. Started watching the second season. Mm-hmm. Wasn't good, and then I think I watched the third season, and it was good.
I've heard mixed things
yeah.
about both. I should probably give them a shot. I'm not going to write them off.
Yeah.
But I guess I have already, so.
I only listen to other people's opinion. But we're talking, okay, so we've talked about some revivals before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically it's like a whole bunch of people get together, and then everybody's worshiping God, and God's saved, and the Holy Spirit is moving and bringing people to this thing. It's,
good for him.
You know, vague kind of definitions of it. A lot of people would say it means that a lot of people are giving their life to the Lord. Some people say it's a renewal of, like, all these people are like have a renewed interest in God.
Renewed interest?
Yeah, or renewed like fire for the Lord.
Right. It was like a failing marriage, but then they went to couples therapy.
Yeah.
And now they've found a renewed interest in each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
But for God.
But for God.
So that's what they're saying the revival is, the revival of the spirit inside
yeah.
you?
Yeah, inside yeah. you. And then so like, and a lot of times people say like, oh, there was revival in this area. And so that means that like it's of a more Christian area now. And like,
right.
that's so, but.
You know where to stay away.
Exactly. So we've talked about the Great Awakening, I think was our first mm-hmm. episode. And then we've also talked about the Holiness Movement,
mm-hmm.
which is
yep.
where my background is in a church that came out of the Holiness Movement.
So would the Holiness Movement be considered a revival?
Yeah. So that was part of the Second Great Awakening, and then the Holiness
okay.
Movement came out of that. And then out of the holiness movement came this university, well, this church, and then out of that church came this university called Asbury College, and now Asbury University, and okay. It's like a Bible college, a Christian college.
So, sorry, if I guess I just want to clarify, yeah. what defines it as a revival then versus like any other, like what would separate it? Like, couldn't you call any church experience yeah. a revival?
Usually it involves a lot of people being attracted to the event.
Okay. And so a lot of people like coming. Spectacle yeah. and the yeah. scale. So would like any televangelist kind of thing technically be a revival? Is yeah. that just like a televised
They usually
revival?
Call it a revival.
Okay.
A lot of times there's like a lot of mysticism around it where it's like there's a special right. thing about this and like people come from all over.
For like healings and things yeah. like that? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so Asbury College, so it came out of the holiness movement. So like mm-hmm. Methodists, New Methodists, Wesleyans, my church was the Standard Church, which isn't a denomination anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so these guys come out of Wesleyanism, things like that. They've claimed to have many revivals at this college.
Okay.
But the most famous one up until this year was in 1970.
Are they saying the revival is one particular event yeah. within the church? Okay, so it's yeah. not necessarily a denomination. No. It's an event that a church would do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, February 3rd, 1970, students were at chapel, mm-hmm. and then they, instead of giving a sermon like he was going to, the speaker said, I'm going to give my testimony, and anybody else who wants to come up here can also give their testimony. Oh, he was the academic dean at the time. And so people got up, started sharing, and then, you know, they started, you know, worshiping God, and it lasted longer than the chapel normally lasts, and then it lasts longer than that, and it lasted for a number of days where people would come in.
A number of days?
Yeah. So people would come in and come and see the power of the Holy Spirit moving through these people and their prayer and constantly worshiping, things like that.
That sounds exhausting.
Yeah. So, yeah, people giving over their life to the Lord. And this lasted for, you know, a while. I heard 180 hours. No, that doesn't seem right.
127 hours.
Yeah, that's right. No, I think it was more than that because it lasted at least a couple weeks, I think. A
couple weeks?
Yeah.
The same people? They just stayed there?
People kept coming, come and go. And okay. People would come from all over.
But there had to be at least a couple constants, right?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
I don't like the thought of any of this.
No. But this became kind of a thing they would talk about a lot at school, and it was kind of famous for the 1970 Asbury Revival. Mm-hmm. And then this year, again, at chapel. So this was on February 8th of this year.
Oh.
2023.
So you went from 70 to 23. That's yeah. So 53 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they had their big 50th anniversary of this event in 2020, and they did a big celebration for it. And then this, I think they must have... Oh, it was in February.
Was so there something yeah. happening then that they weren't able to like make it a big one like this year?
No, I just... The Lord was like, I'm not into it. This... Yeah.
But nothing was happening in 2020?
Yeah, I guess nothing.
Oh, okay.
They didn't have a revival in 2020 anyway. Right. But this year, so they did a chapel. Back in the 70s, they did three chapels a week. I'm not sure if it was the same here, but they would do chapels throughout the week
right.
where all the students are required to attend. But then after this chapel service, some of the students kept praying and some of them kept like playing music, and this spontaneous worship sesh started. So everybody's like, so all these students are in there, and then people start coming in and they're like, oh, I'm going to join in. And then the president of the school sent out an email that said, hey, there's... worship going on in the chapel if anybody wants to join. And
this sounds like forced viral things.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like.
Yeah. And then so people started posting on TikTok that the Lord is moving, and all the students were there. They canceled classes so that all the students could attend. People from like neighboring other Bible colleges started coming in and joining and worshiping. And then, yeah, they're sharing about it on TikTok. They're sharing about it on Instagram, all these places. And they're saying revival is happening. So all of a sudden, people from all over America are coming to this revival in Asbury University in Kentucky, February 8th. The undergrads met and remained in the auditorium February 9th. Students remained in the auditorium throughout the night, and revival continues into its second day.
So what's the difference? So they just remained in the chapel. What, yeah. Like, were they actively praying, or were they just there and everyone's like, well...
They were actively praying and singing and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I love, so on the Wikipedia page, they say, the news of the phenomenon quickly spread through social media and Christian online publications. People singing songs is not a phenomenon.
So it's just a bunch of very religious people, after their religious service,
yeah,
stayed a bit longer to sing more religious stuff.
Yeah.
It's not that surprising to me.
It's not. And the thing is, like, when you're in that world,
mm-hmm,
the worshiping and singing and stuff, when it's spontaneous like that,
yeah,
there's just this added emotion to it that really makes you feel like you're,
right,
really experiencing the Holy Spirit, because maybe you're going through a rough time. There's midterms, mm-hmm, coming up or whatever, and all of a sudden it's more intimate, and you're putting your hands on each other to pray, and there's that intimacy there, and you've been feeling lonely or whatever, and
yeah,
all that's coming out.
You're just having a good time with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, exactly. And then, let's see, timeline. February 10th, students remain in the auditorium throughout the day. Students begin to set up coffee stations. Well, that's probably useful. While non-students are present, participation appear to be largely members of the student body. The event starts to receive coverage from local media. So a lot of news coverage, local media. And a lot of them are like, God is moving. I'm going to say this as a newsman. God is moving in this building. And...
Well, I mean, that's just, you know, they're trying to capitalize on the story, right?
Yeah.
Sensationalism.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it becomes this huge story. CBN, the Christian Broadcast Network, is covering it a lot. Famous Christian bloggers start going down, or vloggers start going down and seeing it. Like Spencer Smith, I think is the guy's name. He went down there.
Oh, Spencer's Gifts.
Spencer's Gifts, yes, went down there. basically anybody I've made fun of in one of my videos.
Right, they were there?
They were there.
Yeah.
So controversy arises because, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of different opinions in Christianity.
Yeah.
And so half the people are saying, oh, this is evil. This isn't really a revival. Some people are saying, because okay, one of the musicians is a queer person. So they're saying, because they have a queer person, there's no way this could be a legit revival. Yeah. So,
okay,
lots of stuff like that, and the other people are like, no, God can work through everyone, even dirty sinners. Like, so
that's nice.
Yeah,
nice to include the dirty sinners. It's true, in there, yeah. I think, you know. Yeah, I could see how that would be a very sticky situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's also, I don't know, like, why so many people want to spin it and make it negative. What is it, just to like kind of rile up their base that they're saying, yeah, it's not real because of that? Or
yeah, you get more views. And also, yeah, like, because, you know, comes out later that probably planned ahead. So this is probably like the,
right,
school's like, we need another revival. Like, in, so they have press kits and stuff ready to go, and they have, like, you know,
right,
it's not as spontaneous. So people are like, see, it's, yeah, not a real revival. It's like, I agree with you, but I think for different reasons.
Yeah.
Like, because revivals aren't really a thing. By February 14th, Valentine's Day of this year, at least 22 other institutions travel to Asbury for the revival. You know what? This all is happening while I'm in bed with COVID.
You think it's related?
I think so.
You think you got COVID from the Lord?
Yeah, God gave me COVID so that I couldn't cover this and react to this.
You know, it's like... not quite. Do you know JoJo's Bizarre Adventure at all?
Sounds familiar.
when Dio gets his stand, all the people in the JoJo bloodline get stands, but some people get sick from it because they're too weak to deal with it, and they almost die.
Oh.
Until Dio is defeated.
Okay.
And then they're fine.
So it's probably me.
Yeah, you're probably, yeah, like being affected by Dio.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so it goes on for a while, and then by, was it, the 24th, mm-hmm, the university is like, all right, we're a university. So they're like, guys, you got to start going to class.
Yeah.
So then they're like, no, we're not shutting it down. we're just moving it. So if any of the churches, local churches or whatever, want to take over, that'd be great. And then it just kind of fizzles out.
Take over?
Does. Yeah. So let's move God to this building over here.
It definitely feels like it was a shoot yourself in the foot kind of situation then, right? Like they're like, oh, this would be great. It'll get so much attention. And then it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up, Dean. We're worshiping the Lord.
Yeah.
I find it funny because they probably would have hated if they were like just a bunch of hippies doing like a love fest or something like that, you know? Where they're like, let's hang out, sing songs, play some music, and just, you know, commune with nature for a while.
And that's kind of what it was in 1970. Like, do you remember when we talked about the Jesus movement? I think it was episode 2.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That, a large part of that was because of the 1970 Asbury Revival.
Yeah.
So,
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think a lot of the hippies were, like we talked about, very religious, organized. But I'm saying if that happened today and that kind of thing was going on, there would have been some cracking of skulls, I feel like.
Yep. Frig. Yeah, I worked at a church that used to, if there was people sitting on the front lawn, they would turn on the sprinkler system, especially if they're homeless people.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to love that compassion from the religious organization.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't Jesus turn on the sprinklers to the homeless
and lepers? I think so. Yeah, yeah. That was his thing.
And he said, beat it, bum, get a job,
yeah.
And then took a nickel from their cup.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember that part. My favorite Bible story.
And you got to wonder, too, like, because they're saying it's probably planned. There's probably some. This is a good way to recruit students. Like, we don't know, like, was attendance down? And now, like, oh, we're gonna get more students who want to feel the Lord. I don't know, because like Bethel College in California, a lot of the reason that they get students is because of their revival or whatever that happened a few years ago, and people want that. They go to like Miracle School or whatever. That's the Christian Hogwarts.
I feel like, do you really want those students, though, who are coming to the revival? Like, do you want the students who are there for the party, basically?
If they're paying.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then they're just going to do another party week and make it try and happen every year.
Probably.
And nothing's going to get done.
Yeah. They, like, a lot of Bible colleges have, like, a one-week program. Or 1 week, sorry, a one-year program that's for students who don't want to go to Bible college full time, but still want like a Bible college experience. So you go for a year and it's all about like prayer and there's Bible courses and stuff, but it's all about like finding your identity in Christ.
Right.
Yeah.
And these aren't properly accredited colleges, correct?
Not usually. Yeah, they're accredited within other Bible colleges and
that
stuff.
That doesn't count.
No.
No, that's like...
No.
We're a restaurant who accredited ourselves with our own internal health department. Like, that's not how this works.
No, it's not. And it's funny because a lot of people are saying, like, this is obviously from God because it's so counterintuitive. Like, it's so, like, against what our culture is about right now. There's so many, like... So few people who are Gen Z who are starting to go to church, and there's, you know, who are still going to church, and there's a lot less young people going to church. But it's like, yeah, that's true. So that would mean that the people who are still going to church are longing for any sort of feeling that maybe this is real. Because I remember chasing that dragon, like just trying to figure out like if God's real, and like events like this would definitely be like, this is something I have to see. I have to see for myself. Is God working? And and all that stuff.
Is God working? Is he out of order?
Yeah.
This whole damn court is out of order.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Thirty-eight percent of younger millennials identify religion as very important. 53% of Americans. Yeah, so that's pretty low.
I mean, compared to me, it feels high.
Yeah,
38% see it as very important. I mean, I'm still surprised when I find out people are religious or spiritual. Like, oh
really? Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
My condolences.
Especially like after you crack a joke about it and you're like, oh,
Yeah, I usually double down after.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easier.
Like when I went camping with the family last summer, and it's like all the extended family and stuff, and one of the kids was like, what's your YouTube channel about? I'm like, nah, not telling you. No, no, I'm not going to be responsible for this.
That's fair. I'll tell him.
Yeah, you can tell him. Yeah.
I'll tell him. What's his name?
Yeah.
Or her name.
Yeah, I think that was, and what am I, it doesn't.
Whatever, cousin. What
a, cousin, yeah. They rebranded it shortly after as The Outpouring as opposed to Revival. Mostly probably because of a lot of the criticism that, like, Revival usually involves, like, non-Christians becoming Christians, and that wasn't really a thing that happened.
It was just Christians outpouring their love for the Lord.
Yeah, and the Lord outpouring his spirit upon them.
Oh, he was doing... Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he...
Like, yeah, he's at the top.
He's the top.
Yeah.
And he just dumped his outpouring all over them.
Yeah.
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 And they were all there to lap it up.
They did. Yeah, they lapped it all up. Yeah.
With their arms outstretched and their mouths wide open.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, and I guess it just spread. Like, it wasn't just this after, you know, after the Asbury, other churches and other schools started having very similar things. Probably
so it was copycats.
Yeah, a little, some copycat killers. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're killing.
They're, yeah, because the next
maybe
point
killing it
is a measles outbreak.
Oh, occurred. Shit, they were killing.
Yeah. Because you get a bunch of Christians together. Which means you're going to get a bunch of anti-vaxxers together.
So diseases that we once had cured are back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been an issue. And there's been a measles outbreak as a result of all of this.
You got to love the people who are like, vaccines don't do anything. They're dangerous. They hurt us. And then when all the people who believe that get together, they get the disease that they're afraid of getting the vaccine for.
Yeah.
Don't you see the relation there, people?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, that was happening during COVID too, and all the super spreader events that would happen, where it'd be like, oh, 100,000 people got COVID today from this concert or whatever.
Yeah.
What was the one motorcycle rally too,
right?
Sturgis?
Yeah.
Something like that. And I think, didn't they say it was like 200,000 people were there, and then they had like tens of thousands of people get COVID?
Yep.
It was insane.
Or like the reason Herman Cain died was at that Trump super spreader, and when Trump murdered his friend Herman Cain.
Yeah. Probably had it coming.
Probably. Yeah. Now it's over, but there's still, you know, a lot of people who talk about it as this great thing, and it's going to be something that they'll probably talk about for years.
Like they did the last one.
Yeah. And, somebody, I think some Christian YouTuber I was watching pointed out, like, they have had a lot of revivals, which kind of makes it seem like some of them are probably planned.
Yeah.
And you wonder if they've planned more and, like, this is the one that takes off.
Yeah, that gets the coverage and gets people going. They've probably definitely tried to start it several times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the same. It works the same with like viral videos, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you think this one's going to go viral.
You don't know what's going to go viral. You don't know what's going to take.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you accidentally fart on your hamster, and all of a sudden that one takes off.
True. Yeah. Accidentally.
Yeah.
Sure.
Poor little guy.
The butt or the hamster?
The hamster.
Poor little fart.
Poor little fart. Any other thoughts on revival? Or this revival?
It sounds like they just want to go to a fun like music festival.
Yeah, they want to meet. They want to meet potential suitors.
Oh, that they just want to.
They want to fuck in a year and a half. Yeah,
they're playing the long game.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Keep away.
Keep away. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have our own revival. We're gonna rent a tent in the summer. Mm-hmm. It'll be called the Believe It or Not Revival Tour. And it won't be a tour. It'll just be one tent in High Park in Toronto. So speaking of that, should we thank some patrons?
Let's thank some patrons.
Oh my God, wow, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Damien.
Yos.
I know this isn't usually how I start the patron thing, well, but...
what's going on?
So many new patrons.
Oh, my God.
I put out a call in the last video, and people came and saw and conquered. Because that day, I got another copyright claim, and I was mad. And I guess it came out in my plea, but...
how mad you were?
Yeah.
Just seething hatred?
Yeah. But I really appreciate it, and we'll get started on the Bible study, I guess.
Yeah, let's do it. And thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Bible study.
Thank you so much for coming today for another study of the same book for another week.
Amen.
We've been reading it for years and years, yet we still can't seem to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I know that there's a donkey that talks, and there's a dragon.
Are you just talking about Shrek?
Oh, maybe I'm talking about Shrek.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
Amen.
Amen.
And speaking of love.
Yes.
Huge prayer request here. And we're going to say a quick prayer for Michelle and for Ronnie and for Catherine and for Butter Penguin.
Raise them and praise them.
And for 3H and for Curtis and for 36 Horace and for Kay.
And graze them.
And amen, and for Chuck, and for David, and for Jess, and for Hexibay, and for Chris. I don't know if that's your real last name, but I don't want to say it just in case. But it's a famous Chris, and for that was all of them that I have a huge prayer for.
That's right, and I have a special prayer request today for our friend, the Reverend Mark A. Mark, we want to thank you for coming by and doing your guest sermon the other week here at our prayer request feature. And we love it that you're able to come and share your particular brand of belief. But we do have one thing that we wish that you could work on as a believer and as someone who comes to the faith like we do, honestly.
Yes, yes.
You really need to start getting your collars starched. They're too floppy.
Amen. If you're going to be a rev,
you can't have a floppy collar if you're a reverend. So the Reverend Mark A., please get it starched.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And we have Julia here, and Julia, wonderful, wonderful Julia, but Julia joined our revival tent meeting the other day and was casting out demons left and was casting out demons right. And it was a wonderful experience. But then Julia cast out my demon of dance.
Oh, your dance demon?
And all the demons I wanted gone, but not the dance demon.
That's true. How are you supposed to keep the groove going?
Yes.
Without that dance demon. We had harnessed its power for the good of the Lord.
Yes. We're going to convert that demon. First demon to be converted in millennia. So
think about that, Julia. And I have a special request today for Rush, our friend Rush. Also, name of a band that I love.
Oh.
And
what are they
name
called?
Of a thing that I like to do in the morning.
Same.
Yeah. The band is called Third Eye Blind.
Oh, great. Yes.
So, Rush, I just want to say they've been doing such a great job of coming out every week and witnessing the dance and the casting out of demons and all of these things. But they're writing checks too quickly to put into the collection plate, right, that we can't read the numbers. Is it,
yeah,
is it a 7? Is it a 4? You just slow down on the giving so we can, amen, make sure that you're giving what you want to give.
Amen.
Okay.
And just a huge, speaking of our revival,
yes,
Dolphin Supreme has come by and, oh, gave their heart to the Lord. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But the only problem is dolphins don't have souls.
That's true. That's true.
So it was
and
useless.
The only Supreme I really recognize is Fry's Supreme.
Mm.
So
and the Supremes.
And the Supremes.
Yes. So thank you, Dolphin, and thank you for... We're still going to count it as one of the numbers of,
yes,
people we saved.
We will count,
yeah,
it. Yes.
But it, the Lord won't count, mm-hmm, it.
No. That's going to go in the maybe pile for, yeah, for the good Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think finally we have one very large,
yes,
special prayer request today. I think we have to do this one together.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think that there is enough spirit flowing through each one of us to do, yeah, it on our own.
Amen. So,
amen.
Melissa pledged
B-men, all the way to Z-men.
All the way to Z-men. Melissa pledged $100 a,
wow,
month. Even if that's just for 1 month, that's still amazing.
That's more than I've ever pledged.
That's more than I've ever had.
That's true.
Yeah, that's not true, but...
Oh, I thought it was.
And we're going to... Mm. Lift you up, Melissa.
Yes. We're gonna lift you up like a scissor lift.
Like a
up,
scissor lift.
Up to the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, heck, even the 8th floor.
Amen.
Am I allowed to say heck?
Oh, you can say heck all you want.
You can say heck all you want.
Just
up on the 8th floor.
Heck, you know, heck is where people go if they don't believe in gosh.
That's right. 7th heaven, and then 8 is heaven's attic, and,
amen,
that's where all the good stuff goes.
Amen.
Yeah.
But Melissa, thank you so much, and we lift you up. And as you're preaching at our revival meeting,
yes,
which, because we're from the Holiness Movement, mm-hmm, women preaching is allowed.
Yes.
If that's how you identify. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate that. Again, if you're casting out demons, mm-hmm, ask us which ones,
yeah,
we want gone first.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. I've got this one demon right now that lets me get to work on time just because, mm-hmm, I need a bit of that speed demon in my life,
amen,
like I was talking about with Rush.
Amen.
And if I don't have him, I'm not getting there on time, and we're not getting these lovely sermons.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So thank you, all of you.
Thank you.
And for real, amazing.
Yes.
You're the best. And every time we do this, it's a lot of fun, but I also, it warms my heart so very much.
It really does. And the fact that so many people do care and give and support is, it's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
That you're, yeah, able to do something like this and that people will respond and want to, mm-hmm, contribute. And that is very meaningful to both of us.
Yeah.
Who have done a lot of art and things for free.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Amen. But should we do some Christian rock?
We better.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
I figure we got to do a song about revival, right?
Oh, give me that old time revival.
Amen. So this song is called Send Revival, Start With Me. And it's by Petra.
Not a bad name for a band.
No, it's pretty good. They were like an 80s hair, hair band, kind of.
Petra was also in Jordan.
Is that like a town?
It was, it's the ruins of Petra in Jordan,
oh,
I believe,
right,
it is.
It means rock.
Yeah.
As in Peter, the rock that
you
this
might have
has
seen
been.
It in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh, right. Yes, yes,
yes.
Yes.
Carved into the stone.
Very true.
Yes.
But this song was actually written by Matt Redman, who writes a lot of praise and worship songs.
Yes.
I have met him once.
Oh, really?
And I said, okay, music. And he said, thanks.
I like your music, Mr. Redman.
He was like the guest worship leader at our church 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards I was helping like rap chords and stuff. And I was like, thank you for doing this. I like your music. And that's my experience with Matt Redman as an awkward teenager.
And he was like, where's my drum?
Yeah.
He didn't hear you? No.
Yeah, well, he was like, thanks. And then kind of kept going.
Oh, wow.
But this song is called, we already said the name, Send Revival Start With Me, and it goes as follows. We're looking to your promise of old that if we pray and humble ourselves, you will come and heal our land. You will come, caliente. We're looking to the promise you made that if we turn and look to your face, you will come and heal our land. You will come to us.
To us.
Send revival. Start with me, for I am one of unclean lips. Just take a bath and then use some chapstick.
Wipe your lips, bud.
Yeah. And my eyes have seen the King. Your glory I have glimpsed. Send revival. Start with me.
So it's saying send revival and make me number one.
Yeah.
So it's very selfish.
Very selfish.
Very selfish.
Yeah. But
that's like, save us, but save me first.
Yeah.
Forget the women and children.
No.
Forget all the sick and dying. Yeah. Me first.
Fuck them, me first.
Me.
Yeah. Well, wow. Maybe it's like, you know, you got to put your oxygen on mask first, your oxygen right. mask on first, and then help your kid.
I guess so, yeah.
So maybe they're like, okay, start with me, and then I'll
right.
revive everyone else.
I don't like that the Lord has to revive people one at a time.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd take a long time.
Yeah, it's true.
If I have to wait in line to be saved, I'm not going to wait.
No, me neither.
I won't wait in line for brunch. It's just bread and eggs.
That's true. Did we wait? No, we didn't wait that. We went to that Egyptian restaurant that one time.
We went because there wasn't a line.
There wasn't a line. There always was a line.
That's the only reason we didn't.
Right.
But there still is. They expanded, still has them. Good for them. I'm happy for them. I'm very happy for them. But I'm not waiting.
They're, no, me neither. It's a very good place, though.
But good people.
Yeah. Well, like an Egyptian breakfast, if you haven't had it.
Do we plug it?
I don't know. Our friends own it.
Oh, really?
Aaron.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll probably cut that part out. Anyways, folks, let's bring revival to the land.
Revive your love for things that aren't God.
Yeah. Revive your love for cheese.
Bees.
And Pepsi,
yes. Ice cold Pepsi, but not Diet Pepsi. Keep that shit away from me.
Yeah. Everybody, you're the best. Yeah. We love you.
Hugs and kisses. If you need anything, give us a call. We'll be here for you.
Yeah.
You need a ride to the airport, call
us.
We
got ya.
We'll set something up.
Bye.
Bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.